Hello, boys and girls. It's me, Mrs. Hamilton. Today I'm going to read a story called The Story of Little Quack. This is a story about a little boy named Jackie whose mother gives him a duck. And we're going to find out that they're going to develop a terrific friendship. The authors of this book is Betty Gibson and Caddy MacDonald Denton. The Story of Little Quack. Jackie lived on a farm. He had a hen called Cluck and a dog named Wolf. He had Buck the pony and a clumsy calf called Buttercup. But Jackie was lonesome. Cluck was always busy laying eggs. Wolf followed Jackie's father wherever he went. Buck galloped to the pasture every day, and Buttercup ran off with the other cows. No one stayed to play with Jackie. One day Jackie's mother brought him a duck. "I'll call her Little Quack," said Jackie. Little Quack was the perfect pet. She had plenty of time to play. Every morning when Jackie let the hens out into the yard, Little Quack followed him. Every evening, when Jackie went to get the cows, Little Quack came too. When Jackie went paddling in the pond, Little Quack swam beside him. Jackie wasn't lonely anymore. "You're my very best friend," said Jackie. One day, Jackie and Little Quack went exploring. Jackie took her to the barn to see the kittens and piglets and lambs. He let her see Cluck and her yellow chicks. Then they went to the pasture. Jackie showed Little Quack where the lark had built her home. He showed her the robin's nest on the maple branch and the hollow tree where a squirrel had a family. They met Buttercup and Wolf, but neither of them paid attention to Little Quack. One morning, Jackie couldn't find Little Quack. His mother helped him search, but together they could not find him. Jackie was very sad. "I wonder if she went over the brook to Apple Hill Farm," said Jackie's father. "They have ducks there. Maybe Little Quack heard them when you walked with her in the pasture. Perhaps she is lonely." "She couldn't be lonely," said Jackie. "I'm her friend and I always play with her." "Yes, but she might be lonely for other ducks, just as you are sometimes lonely for other children." Jackie and his father went to Apple Hill Farm, and there she was. Little Quack waddled over to Jackie and followed him home. Every morning, Jackie waited for Little Quack, and Little Quack waited for him. They worked and played together. One day, Little Quack disappeared again. This time she was not at Apple Hill Farm. Jackie tried to play with the other animals, but Wolf ran off after the tractor. Cluck had her chicks to guard, and Buttercup had grown too big to play. A dozen times a day, Jackie said, "Little Quack, I wish you'd come home." But a month went by, and Jackie gave up hoping she would return. One day, Jackie went to the far end of the pasture. He saw the lark's nest and chased a butterfly. He threw some corn to the gophers. Buttercup licked Jackie's hand and wandered off again. Buck tried to nibble Jackie's shirt and then ran away on his wobbly legs. "I wish I had my duck," said Jackie. Then he came to the brook. There was Little Quack. and swimming with her? 10 fluffy ducklings. Little Quack came out of the water. Jackie fed Little Quack some corn. The ducklings came out too. Quack, 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 they said. How would he get Little Quack and her family to the barnyard? He picked up the damp little ducklings and carried them home in his old hat. Look, called Jackie to his mother. I found Little Quack and she has babies. Little Quack won't be lonely now, said Jackie's mother. I won't be lonely either, Jackie said, filling the old tub with water. Now I have Little Quack and her quacklings. And the ducks swam around and around and around. The end. Thanks for listening, boys and girls. Listen again tomorrow for another story.